Politics today can sometimes feel like reality television. Well, over 30 years ago, a program blended fact and fiction on the campaign trail. Reporter Zach St. Louis spoke with the man at the center of that television show, which followed a presidential run, sort of.
Back in 1988, a guy named Jack Tanner ran for president. He was in the race to become the Democratic nominee. He did everything a presidential candidate is supposed to do. He had a catchy jingle. He spoke at all the classic campaign stops.
New Hampshire is a rich state.
Maybe you've heard of Jack Tanner, but if you haven't, it's probably because he wasn't real. The whole campaign was an act.
See, I'm Jack Tanner, I'm running for president, and they'd say, yeah, good luck, and I never got busted.
That's Michael Murphy, the actor who played Jack Tanner on an HBO show called Tanner 88, which followed a fictional presidential campaign. What made this show different from other political shows is that it was filmed and aired during the actual 1988 Democratic primary, at real campaign stops alongside the real politicians. Murphy remembers when the director, Robert Altman, who directed films like MASH and Nashville, first pitched him the idea.
He says, I think I'm going to run you for president. And I said, president of what? He's of the country for And I said, well, really?
As a candidate, even a fictional one, Jack Tanner was outspoken and pretty liberal by 1988 standards, supporting issues like legalizing marijuana, and he was a family man. His daughter, Alexandra, who was played by future Sex and the City star Cynthia Nixon, was always by his side, often encouraging him to take stronger stances on particular issues.
There's so many pot growers in this state, you wouldn't believe it. If you promised to appoint one of them to the Department of Agriculture.
I said, thank you, Alex.
Well, excuse me.
Because they were filming on the actual campaign trail, getting into character was easy for Murphy. He shook hands with voters and took questions from the press, just like the real candidates.
I got so relaxed about it because it was just day in and day out. And I got pretty slick at it, as a matter of fact.
Of course, a lot of people did know they were making a TV show. They told all the real candidates, but it still got confusing. A fake press pool would follow Murphy around real campaign events. They were actors, but they had cameras.
Poor old Bob Dole, he didn't know who was shooting him and who was an actor and who was what.
And Murphy says, all the way through filming Tanner 88, people just played along. Like once, he says he did an interview on Good Morning America, and the host only asked him questions as if he were Jack Tanner, never mentioning that he wasn't a real candidate. The entire show was an experiment that blurred the lines between entertainment and politics, and those lines are getting blurrier all the time. Take, for example, Murphy's Tanner 88 co-star Cynthia Nixon, who had an unsuccessful bid for New York State governor in 2018.
I'm running because, you know, I'm a lifelong New Yorker, and I love this state, and I just know we could do so much better.
Today, during this presidential race, Murphy spends his days at home in Maine with his dog, Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Such a spoiled girl. It's a good thing you got me wrapped around your little finger.
When he watches the news and sees the candidates currently running for president, he can sympathize with them. He's been there. But even Murphy worries that modern politics feels a little too much like Hollywood.
Because we all have gigantic egos, let's face it. We're actors and politicians, we're all kind of weirdly cut of the same cloth.
From his couch in Maine, sitting next to Ruth Bader, Murphy will keep tuning in to see what happens next in the 2020 race. After all, who doesn't like a little drama? For NPR News, I'm Zach St. Louis in Portland, Maine.